Caller Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful Thursday for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. Chris, what's going on, my man?
Oh, a lot of things happening today. One thing that I wanted to kind of extricate and point out to you, nice economic boost coming on the way for our local area. More jobs, and as we're talking about, Jupiter Bach North America, who makes parts for wind turbines over there on Scenic Highway, celebrating 20 years of business with GE Vernova. They broke ground today on a brand new expansion at the Ellison Industrial Park on Scenic Highway. So that's going to bring some nice plethora of jobs for us and nice economic boost. And area could also always use that, you know?
Yeah, and also something else that a lot of people in this area could use. Renewing your car tags and driver's licenses will get a lot more convenient for folks on the north side of Santa Rosa County soon, as it has been announced that the J Tax Collector's Office will reopen next week. The office has been closed since late June, and Northside residents have had to drive to offices in Milton, Midway, or Pace instead.
You know, I had to actually put a stop to a situation I had just like that. I did a transfer of equity thing for a car, and so I was talking to the financial services of this particular automobile,
right?
And they were saying, well, we're going to send all the paperwork and all to the Milton no, you're not. Whoa, hold on there, cowboy.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
No, I said, you can send it to the Highway 98 South's Santa Rosa office, be more than convenient for me.
Yeah.
And have to drive up to Milton. Not that a Milton office is bad, but it's not
it's
convenient.
It's just far away.
So the office is in Phoenix, right? So they have no clue where Milton or Midway is or anything like that.
Exactly.
So I had to do a little bit of tap dancing today just to save me some miles of not having to drive.
Anyway,
that's kind of like the same thing here.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of Gulf Breeze, the red light cameras in Gulf Breeze won't be going away anytime soon. The city renewed their contract with the company that supplies and monitors the cameras this month, and the cameras are located at three intersections along Highway 98. Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne says that the funding from violations purchases and outfits new police vehicles and pays for other needed police gear throughout the year. The fine for a violation is $158, and the city keeps $75 of that total. The city of Pensacola is also looking at installing 9 red light cameras at problem intersections.
Okay, here's the story about this whole debacle with the red light cameras in Gulf Breeze.
All righty.
City of Gulf Breeze annually gets about $133,000. They then have to pay the state and vendors another $622,000.
Mm.
City of Gulf Breeze is getting the short end on this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the difference, $133,000 compared to $622,000.
That's a pretty small cut.
One thing GBPD did say, Rick Hawthorne, who I'm talking about, says the cameras have reduced the number of crashes and slowed down drivers at intersections who might think twice about running a red light. And I got to tell you, he's 100% correct.
Yeah.
Because I see that. Usually people that would zip, I always call it the 3-second rule at red lights in Gulf Breeze. Mm. And what I say is, if it turns, count to 3. Because some knucklehead's got to come barreling through there. And that's why you see how much money it was 95, I'm going by memory here, 9,500 violations.
Yeah.
At red lights. 3 cameras in Gulf Breeze. Just 3 cameras. So, Chief Hawthorne said it best. It slowed people down and they don't do that crunch to the red light thing. Some do, and it cost them, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's the real story.
There you go, everybody. All righty, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, luckily it doesn't look like there's too much going on that we wouldn't expect. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is backed up. So is Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we got some issues on Highway 90 over in the Milton areas if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but most of that's pretty par for the course. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees. It's going to be a low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, it's a high of 84 with a low of 63.
Okay, some stocks up, some stocks down. Stocks ended mixed today with Tesla stocks surging and IBM slumping. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on this report.
Stocks finishing mixed as investors digested another batch of earnings reports. The tech-heavy NASDAQ rose, boosted by upbeat earnings results from Tesla. The EV maker kicked off Magnificent 7 earnings with its biggest quarterly profit in over a year. Shares of Tesla jumped 22% for its best day in more than 3 years. The Dow was dragged lower by IBM following its mixed earnings report. Its stock fell 6%, and Boeing shares declined 1% after its largest union rejected a new labor contract. The Dow winners: Home Depot, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners: Boeing, IBM, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 141 points. The NASDAQ up 139. S&P 500 up 12. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Florida's taking legal action against the U.S. Department of Justice. Attorney General Ashley Moody has filed a lawsuit claiming that the agency unlawfully tried to block the state's own criminal investigation into the second attempted assassination of former President Trump. Moody says the DOJ prevented state investigators from accessing the crime scene and other evidence in the case. Florida is asking the court to stop U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland from blocking its timely investigation. Trump was at his Palm Beach County golf course, of course, last month when authorities say Ralph, was found hiding with a rifle, and the suspect was later arrested.
Well, Gulf Breeze, a busy little city today. Let me update you on a couple of stories I want to pass on to you. The early morning hazmat incident on Gulf Breeze Parkway, of course, now history. Yeah. Santa Rosa officials confirming it was actually a 2,500-gallon tank of 50% peroxide leaking in the 2,700 block of Gulf Breeze Parkway, ignited a brush fire, and all heck broke loose.
Golly.
It was crazy. And two residents, by the way, were evacuated, as some residences on Glen Oak Circle, Glen Oaks Drive, Tiger Trace Boulevard, Safari Court, Whisper Cove Boulevard, and Jaguar Circle were instructed to shelter in place, an order that has since, of course, been lifted. Even units from Escambia County came over and assisted.
Yeah.
If you want to know what that I'm talking about, if you can think about the Whisper Cove Boulevard, think about where the theater is. Hmm. It's in that area.
Oh,
so,
all right.
So anyway, it's all fixed up now. But for a while there, got a lot of folks excited in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, you can't have a crisis averted without having a crisis.
Not at all.
All righty. FPL is trying to secure a large sum of money in order to cover the cost of three recent hurricanes. The company asking state regulators if it can collect more than $1 billion from customers next year to pay for the cost of restoring power in the wake of Debbie, Helene, and Milton. The request filed yesterday would also allow money to go into FPL's reserve. The State Public Service Commission will need to sign off on the funding, which are essentially a temporary add-on to customers' utility bills.
418 News Radio 92.3. This is getting serious, and this is getting, I don't know about you and your family, we're frightened. We watched and listened to the news daily as it comes out, but this is the most startling thing I think has impacted families, mothers, sisters, you know, the whole sibling thing.
Right.
White House confirming the presence of North Korean troops in Russia. This is scaring the heck out of a lot of people. Fox's Jillian Turner has more from the State Department.
It is believed there are about 10,000 of them in total preparing eventually to fight alongside Russian troops inside Ukraine. They are not saying how or when those troops are going to make their way onto Ukrainian battlefields, but they are ringing alarm bells. Putin so far has lost more than 600,000 soldiers during his war in Ukraine over the past 2.5 years. So replenishing those ranks is fast becoming a matter of desperation. North Korea has one of the world's largest militaries, about 1.2 million troops or more, but for many decades has stayed largely out of the world's major wars.
I don't like hearing death reports.
No.
Numbers. It just does not impress me.
Well,
there's got to be a better way to work these things out.
That is true, but also it's just a matter of people get nervous about this sort of thing because it's one thing if there's just a conflict somewhere else in the world, but
sure.
The longer it goes on, the U.S. has clearly taken a side on it. We're pro-Ukraine, right, as a government, and then you've got North Korea, who's a longtime enemy of the U.S., they're teaming up. This is what gets World War III trending on X. You know what I'm saying?
And we don't use that word either.
No.
But I will tell you, with the incursion of North Korean troops into the European platform,
yeah,
that is frightening. Absolutely frightening. But I will tell you something else. The North Koreans not only have a great way to kind of go in and do some training in Russia, they've got, have you heard about, I started reporting on this about almost a year ago. Mm. The North Koreans have balloons that they launch over South Korea and drop the trash on the South Koreans.
I have heard about
this. This has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, well, I think we covered it on the show a long time ago.
It started about a year ago, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk about it. Maybe this hour, next hour, but we'll talk about the North Koreans and their trashy balloon antics.
All righty, 4:20, we'll take a quick break. When we return, Florida's healthcare industry starting to improve following an extended workforce shortage. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
I know what it means to fight for family. I've lost my husband to ALS and my son to a fatal brain tumor. Those experiences shaped me, but they didn't break me. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to fight for you and your family. I'll work to lower costs, improve our schools, and make our communities safer for everyone. Our families deserve better. I've faced adversity and come out strong. Vote for me, Gay Valamont, on November the 5th, and let's build a brighter future together.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the role of the District 1 Medical Examiner now that ground has been broken on the new facility off of Avalon in Milton. Great day for law enforcement and for families dealing with the tragedy of losing a loved one in this four-county area. Shared with you some of the thoughts from President Martha Saunders about the state of UWF. That was something that we carried for you exclusively here on News Radio. And PPD's got a new Bearcat. Lots of things to talk about. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 426 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Paris Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at paristractor.com. Looking at the roads here, it's just some more of the usual spots. Highway 90 traveling westbound over Blackwater River, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, and we do have congestion developing in front of the fairgrounds on Mobile Highway. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 84, low of 63.
427 News Radio 92.3. Looking over here at the PNS board in Pensacola International, only one flight of concern. The little board's looking great this afternoon. If you have to pick somebody up and you're meeting a Spirit flight, it's 2892 coming up out of Orlando. Touchdown time scheduled for 4:41. Well, about 20 minutes late, about 5 o'clock this afternoon. Might save you a little bit of time or maybe some parking rates or so. And that's coming up in just a few minutes. So it's a Spirit 2892 out of Orlando that we are talking about this afternoon. Layoffs appear to remain subdued, although it appears some people are having a harder time finding a new job. Fox's Gina Casella has more.
New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 227,000 last week, down 15,000 from the revised number for the week before, and fewer than expected. However, continuing claims, the number of people remaining on benefits, rose to 1.89 million, a three-year high. The report suggests companies are still holding off on making large layoffs, though people on unemployment may be finding it's harder to find a new job. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, and I hinted at this before the break. Florida's healthcare industry starting to improve following extended workforce shortages. The Florida Hospital Association reports the nursing vacancy rate is at nearly 8%, which is below the national average of nearly 10. Leaders with Advent Health say that the state central division has rebounded by making recruitment and retention one of its top priorities.
Okay, afternoon's zipping by here.
Yeah.
Just really one of those days. Hey, thanks for having us on, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. In five more years, Sun Belt Conference basketball will be appearing here in Pensacola. It usually happens in March. The Sun Belt Conference basketball tournament happens. Both the ladies and the men, that five-year extension being signed today. And if this is actually goes into effect because we had one more year in our contract. So we have the present contract takes us through 2025. The new extension is 2026 through 2020 or to 2030. Pensacola sports officials confirming that event has a $4.3 million economic impact. That was as of 2023. Next year's Sun Belt Conference will happen, like I said, in March. All tournament games will be played at the Bay Center and broadcast live on ESPN Plus Network. Ray Palmer, President, CEO, Pensacola Sports, joining us live this afternoon, 5:12, on News Radio 92.3.
And former President Trump says he's open to pardoning Hunter Biden if he's reelected. The Republican presidential nominee told radio host Hugh Hewitt that he wouldn't take it off the books. Biden's son was found guilty, of course, of three felonies in June in a federal gun trial, and he also pleaded guilty to federal tax charges last month.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe buying a home, selling a home, here's your numbers. Freddie Mac reporting 30-year fixed numbers this afternoon, surging a bit. to 6.44%. Freddie Mac's latest reading on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, standing around 5.63%.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Prosecutors in Los Angeles will recommend Eric and Lyle Menendez be resentenced for the 1989 killings of their parents in the family's Beverly Hills, California home, providing the brothers with a chance at freedom after 34 years behind bars. Vice President Harris will have plenty of star power on stage with her in the final days of the campaign. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Former President Obama and musician Bruce Springsteen are headlining a rally tonight in Georgia with Vice President Kamala Harris. Beyonce is expected to take the stage tomorrow in Houston with Harris, along with other A-list stars.
Former President Donald Trump holding rallies in the swing states of Arizona and Nevada today. President Biden will visit Arizona Friday to apologize for the nation's past efforts to assimilate indigenous children. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Novo Nordisk's diabetes drug Ozempic may reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's. A study released yesterday suggests it has the potential to delay or even prevent that condition. Semaglutide, the active ingredient in Ozempic, was associated with a 40 to 70% lower risk of a first-time Alzheimer's diagnosis in patients with type 2 diabetes. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day mixed, with the Dow dropping 140 points, the S&P grew by 12, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 138 points. Shares of Lilium tanked today after the air taxi firm said in a filing that its two main subsidiaries will file for insolvency in the coming days. The German aerospace startup's shares plunged more than 60% following the news. U.S. crude oil futures for December were down 0.4% today to under 71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The USC Trojans are in a terrible spot, staring at a buyout of over $80 million for Lincoln Riley. Riley is an overrated coach, and whenever USC inevitably moves on from him, their next coach must be of the program-building type. Riley has been successful in the past, but it was because he took over a good situation at Oklahoma and brought Caleb Williams with him to USC. Riley isn't a program builder, and that's why he can't turn USC around. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Minnesota at LA tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. Minnesota, Los Angeles, confirmed analysis, plus hoops and special prop action. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now, hear him free on recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. Information lands John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread, 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Minnesota, Los Angeles, plus pro hoops action. I love to go 5-0 the season free. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread, 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Early voting for the November 5th general election started October 21st, and it goes through November 2nd, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. For early voting locations, you can visit votesantarosa.gov. All righty, looking at the roads here, hasn't been too much going on. We do have some backups on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, and on Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound towards Glover Lane, have a little bit of issues there. Last major spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees with a low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, another sunny, beautiful day, high of 84, low of 63.
And high school football tonight. Yeah, we want to talk about that.
Yeah, how about that?
Gulf Breeze is taking on Moseley. It should be a pretty good game.
I mean, yeah. First of all, I think it's a very interesting matchup. You know, Dolphins versus Dolphins. I think that's cool. But they have led very different stories this year throughout their seasons. I got to take Moseley.
Yeah, Gulf Breeze hasn't really delivered the package this year.
Right.
So, okay.
They've got a couple wins, but when they lose bad.
I'm going to pull, I'm going to pull for Gulf Breeze on this one.
All right.
Here we go. For tomorrow night, a game that you will be in the booth warbling about. Destin's at Booker T. Washington, featuring Austin Price in the booth.
Whoa, yeah, me and Jordan in there for a change. Well, we've had a couple different booth combinations. It's typically Jordan and Jeremy. I've done it with Jeremy, and now it's going to be me and Jordan. I got to assume Washington wins that. I'm pulling for the home team, you know. But remember, I'm not supposed to give my predictions.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, no. You can't say anything.
I learned that lesson the hard way. Whatever you do, don't quote me on anything.
Central at Lighthouse Private Christian Academy.
Ooh, I'm going to have to take Central there, I think.
Pine Forest Escambia.
Same with Escambia. Pine Forest, they've had their moments, but it's got to be Gators.
And Jay taking on Wee Wah Hitchka.
Jay has looked literally insurmountable in some of their games recently. I got to take the Royals big.
Milton at Niceville. I know what you're going to say here.
Yes. Niceville all the way. I just had to say it
they
blankly.
They got a good team.
Yeah, I just got to say it blankly so it doesn't come off as disrespect. Milton's just had a very rough year.
It's one of those years. Pace and Navarre.
Man, I think that's going to be a good one. Not because I think Navarre and Pace are on the same level. I think Pace is visibly better. But when you look at their rivalry history, that is a game that lives in Pace's head rent-free. Navarre may give him a scare, but I got my Pats winning that.
I find this to be interesting. There's a high school game over at Blue Wahoo Stadium tomorrow night, Pensacola High at West Florida.
Interesting. Man, you know, a few years ago, West Florida would have probably decimated Pensacola in this game. But now West Florida's struggling, and Pensacola's better. Give me the Tigers.
All right. Pensacola Catholic has another good team this year. It on South Walton.
I got to take the Crusaders. Man, when I was in high school, no offense to anybody, but back when I was in high school, Catholic football stunk. And now it's just phenomenal. It's the total 180. It's crazy. I got to give him props.
Coaching can do a lot for
him. Yeah. No, the coaching does. It goes a long way.
Okay, Tate versus Crestview.
Crestview gives them a scare, but Tate pulls away by, I don't know, 10, 12 points.
And, of course, we need to talk about UWF. They have had three straight wins and are 4-2 overall, 3-1 in GSC play. Next up for the Argos, Shorter on Saturday at Penn Airfield.
Yeah, we got to talk about them, but luckily for the Argos, there's not much to talk about. Shorter's been a pretty struggling team this season. They're on a loss streak right now. One of those losses was to Chouan, who UWF just decimated. So give me the Argos. Convincing.
Do you think you can give me a short kind of dissertation here about the Miami-FSU game?
All right. Yes, I can. I can give you a very short one. Miami's going to run them off the field.
Oh, really?
And I think Florida State deserves it.
Okay, kickoff at 6. Check that game out. News Radio 92.3.
Without context, that sounded so mean. I'll explain more later on this afternoon. Alrighty, 4:42 here. Just some other headlines going around sports.
Drives a black truck.
The mother of Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been arrested over an alleged stolen package. Texas police say that Marsha Kearney stole a package from her neighbor. A ring cam showed she was wearing a custom Mama Rice Chiefs jersey with her son's number. This was back in September. It went viral. I saw it. She turned herself into the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office on October 15th on one count of misdemeanor theft. And Rashee Rice underwent knee surgery after appearing in 4 games for the Chiefs this season, and it's doubtful he will return. You know, man, we heard about Patrick Mahomes' father. You know, he's serving his 10-day sentence. Heard about that just yesterday, and now we got this nonsense. What's going on with the Chiefs and their parents?
I have no idea.
It's a rhetorical question.
Okay. I do want to talk something positive here.
Please.
Share this with you. 3 tennis greats are soon going to be enshrined forever. And Jared Max is in. Has to talk about it.
5-time major tennis champion Maria Sharapova has been elected to the International Tennis Hall of Fame with identical twin brothers Bob and Mike Bryan, the most successful doubles partners in tennis history. 37 years old now, Sharapova is one of 10 women who won all 4 Grand Slam tournaments. She won 5 slams total, and on 5 occasions was the world's number one ranked women's player. She also was ranked the highest paid female athlete by Forbes 11 years in a row, a combination of prize money and endorsements. The Bryan twins from California were ranked number one for 438 weeks. They won 16 majors and gold medals at the 2012 Olympics. They'll be inducted with Sharapova at the International Tennis Hall of Fame in Newport, Rhode Island next August. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, I don't know if we've decided on who you're going to pull for in the World Series this year. Yankees or Dodgers?
Honestly, I think I'm going to go with Yankees for 2 reasons. One, I think I like the Yankees more than the Dodgers, but 2... If you're going to beat my team in the bracket, just don't let it be for nothing. If you're going to beat my team, at least we can say,
who's
you know
your
what,
team?
We lost.
Who in the heck is
the
your
Guardians.
Team? Okay.
So it's like, if you're going to beat my guys in the ALCS, at least you can do something with it.
All right, speaking of baseball, thought I'd do this transition here with you. The 2004 Boston Red Sox season is getting its own documentary. This is interesting. Fox's Michelle Polino has this and more in the Fox Tube.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino on Netflix, The Comeback, 2004 Boston Red Sox, a 3-part docuseries looking back on the legendary 2004 Red Sox season, culminating in a World Series win that broke the 86-year curse of the Bambino. The series features new interviews with players Pedro Martinez, David Ortiz, along with many other insiders. Also on Netflix, This Is the Zodiac Speaking is a 3-part true crime docuseries supporting author Robert Grace Miss contention that Arthur Lee Allen was the infamous Zodiac Killer. Grace Miss' book also provided the basis for David Fincher's celebrated 2007 procedural drama, Zodiac. And on Max, Sin City Tow, a Discovery reality series following tow truck drivers in Las Vegas as they collect illegally parked vehicles and confront angry motorists. Season 1 debuted earlier this year on cable. It's now available on Max. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
All right, just a reminder, a programming note here. Ray Palmer, President, CEO, Pensacola Sports, joins us live 5:12. We'll be discussing that new Sun Belt Conference agreement, extending that agreement to play the women's and men's championship series. Happens in March, but they've extended it now through 2030. Ray's in. We'll talk about it 5:12 today.
And also, just before traffic and weather, another wholesome headline to end your sports segment. Tampa Bay Buccaneers giving back to their community. The team is getting ready to launch a new Play Student Mentoring Program next week. The initiative is designed to support young people through players and staff guidance while also breaking down racial and social equality barriers. Up to 100 high school athletes in East Tampa will take part in the program starting on Monday, and those involved will join workshop sessions with the team and volunteer to combat food insecurity throughout the area. How nice is that?
You know what? That's put a smile on your face, I think.
Yes, and hopefully I can do the same with the with the roads and weather here.
I don't think you can screw this up. I'm telling you really quickly here.
On Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, we've got some issues there. Same with I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And then it's going to be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 64. Tomorrow, sunny, beautiful Friday, high of 84, low of 62.
Well, maybe you haven't done it yet, but maybe thought about it. I'm talking about early voting. It's open right now, as a matter of fact, until 7 p.m. Brisk early voter turnout happening in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. By the way, let me give you kind of a snapshot here of the state of Florida. GOP is leading Democrats by a sizable margin in early voting results across Florida. Polls are showing former President Trump comfortably leading across the state. Now, as of this morning, the breakout of early votes, here they are. Escambia County, 14,796 for Republicans, 5,956 for Democrats, 2,776 independent voters. Tappy Villain, Santa Rosa County Supervisor Elections, who we had on with us just days ago, reports in Santa Rosa County, 14,895 Republicans, 2,436 Democrats, and 2,237 independent voters exercising their right to vote today.
All righty. And in exactly 1 week, little ghosts and goblins will be knocking on your door. But let me ask you this, Chris. How old do you think they should be? What do you think is the max age for trick-or-treaters? Or you may not think that there is one.
I think there's probably about 13 or 14.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what this survey says. Maybe it'll agree with you. A majority of Americans say kids should stop knocking on doors for treats by 13 and a half years old. You hit the nail on the head.
As my friend Emerald Lagasse says over New Orleans, bam!
About 25% say kids should trick-or-treat for as long as they'd like, but about 3% say no trick-or-treating. Fairleigh Dickinson University in New Jersey just released this study, adding at a time when people are battling over politics, it appears they mostly agree on at least one thing. So, okay, 13 and a half. Seems like you're part of the majority.
Well, maybe it's because I've been a parent for a while.
Yeah.
I've sat at that door for many years and passed candy out, in which I'll do again this year.
Right.
I'm going to do it. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I said, I'm going to turn the lights out, all right? No, I'm not. Listen, something happened this past weekend. For one, I got hit with the Christmas spirit. And two, I got hit with the whole thing of decorating with Halloween. I don't know what it was. It was probably because I love Hallmark movies.
Yes.
I watch one a day.
That is public knowledge.
I watch the Hallmark movies. And if you don't get in the Christmas spirit after watching a Hallmark movie, you're dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love Christmas time. And as I was thinking about today, pulling out that darn tree out of the attic and with no boys around to help me this year, going to be quite a task.
All righty. Just about 4:50, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we got the Yum Brands pulling onions from select locations after that E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's yesterday. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Pensacola Little Theater proudly presents POTUS, October 25th through November 3rd. One four-letter word is about to rock 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis. The seven brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. This show contains adult subject matter and language. Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is tomorrow at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, I need to find someone to sing that duet with at the Christmas parties we have in December.
1976, Kiki D and Elton John.
Yes, and I would assume I'd be the Elton John in whatever dynamic I choose, but my falsetto is pretty nice. We'll see where it takes me. Just about 4:53 here. Before we get one last quick check of the roads and weather, I'll touch on this. Hinted at this before the break. Yum Brands. They're pulling onions from select KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell locations after an E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's. The fast food company said that the decision was made out of an abundance of caution. There have been nearly 50 confirmed cases across 10 states in the E. coli outbreak with one death. McDonald's has stopped selling Quarter Pounder hamburgers at about a fifth of its locations in response to the outbreak. And on Wednesday, restaurant supplier U.S. Foods, which does not distribute onions to McDonald's, recalled four onion products.
Well, maybe the reason I got into Halloween scheme of things. My neighbor, we decorate the little monsters for Halloween.
Right.
I'm talking about my Yorkies.
The dogs, yeah.
Yeah, put them in. So that's what kind of got it back. And then I started thinking about where's the best place that I could take my dogs where they love to see other dogs. Barktoberfest.
That is true.
Coming up this weekend, Seville Square. I only took one last year. Last year we did this. The last year they did this, I took silver Yorkie with me. Going to try to take all three of them this year. I'll tell you how that works. Pensacola Humane Society featuring best dog costumes, vendor small dog races, food trucks, host of beverage tents. Tails start a wagon Sunday morning beginning at 10. Barktoberfest will raise funds for the PHS's animals.
I got to tell you.
Fun event.
Well, and I'm sure it is. I just can't imagine taking my dog there. It's been a while since I've had a dog that would really jive well with others. I just don't know how that'd turn out.
You mean they were socially inept? Come on, is that what you're
saying? Well, like my current dog, Dexter, he is one feisty son of a gun. And then we had a pug before that. It was such an embarrassment taking her to the vet because she would just bark at everybody and like the other dogs would just stare at her. Oh, okay, whatever. I'm not going to go down that trauma. 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at the roads, it's just a bit more of the same. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Got issues there. Got backups increasing on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And then it'll just be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. There we go. As for the weather, 87, low of 64. Tomorrow, it's going to be high of 84, low of 63.
Okay, it is 5:54. We're getting confirmation this afternoon, actually coming in from Israel. Peace talks over Gaza will soon resume. This is what they're saying, and we've heard this before. How many times?
Yeah, we have heard a lot about peace talks.
Okay, here's Fox's Jonathan Savage with more information.
The office of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the director of the Mossad spy agency will fly to Qatar on Sunday. David Barnea will restart talks on securing the release of hostages held by Hamas. Also there will be the head of the CIA, Bill Burns, plus Egypt's intelligence chief and Qatar's prime minister. The Qataris have mediated negotiations between Israel and Hamas for much of the year without success. Speaking in Qatar today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israel to capitalize on its military success. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, it's just to make sure that you're keeping track of what I am talking about, because I have to keep track of it. It was 4:54.
Yeah.
And somehow I got 5:45 or something.
Well, yeah, it was 4:55 and you said 5:54.
Yeah, see, dyslexia strikes again.
I was about to say, that was quite impressive.
Dyslexia. Gotta love it.
It's opposite day here. We're doing everything backwards. All right, Beyonce will reportedly be showing her support for Vice President Harris at a rally in Texas tomorrow. The Harris campaign has not publicly announced Beyonce's appearance, but Beyonce would be the latest musician to attend a Harris rally. Of course, we touched on Eminem introducing former President Barack Obama earlier this week at one in Detroit, and rock icon Bruce Springsteen set to perform at a rally today in Georgia. That's happening, that did happen today. And that's just musical artists. Also, Samuel L. Jackson. What's that guy's name? Tyler Perry, but also Spike Lee.
Yeah, and they also did a survey and results that celebrity endorsements do not sell votes.
Mm.
It's just simple. I mean, you know.
When Taylor Swift said she was endorsing Harris, most people said, we don't care.
And I don't care. I care about what the candidates stand for.
Yeah, I think it was Dennis Quaid he was like at a Trump thing, and people were like, what? It's like, whatever, dude. I don't know, weird.
Yeah, well, we'll see, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, divorce rates on the rise for one American generation. This will be interesting.
Yeah.
Here's Lisa Brady in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Divorce rates for baby boomers have tripled since 1990. Research from the National Center for Family and Marriage at Bowling Green State University finds the divorce rate among those over age 65 was 15.2% in 2022, compared to 5.2% in 1990. Researchers don't say what exactly caused that spike, but they speculate the divorce revolution in the 70s may have played a part in it. One sociology expert explains how remarriages typically end in divorce at higher rates than a first marriage. Researchers also point to a higher life expectancy as another theory for the divorce surge. But divorce rates in those from age 50 to 64 show an opposite trend, slightly declining in 2022, suggesting baby boomers are the generation leading the course for gray divorce. Health experts note divorce can lead to adverse health impacts like depression and anxiety. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interesting. All right. Well,
believable.
Love does die.
Totally believable. No, it doesn't die. It just goes off in different areas.
No,
doesn't
that is.
Die.
That's true.
No, it doesn't die.
And former WWE boss Vince McMahon being accused of allowing the sexual exploitation of young ring boys in the 80s and 90s. Mm. A lawsuit filed in Maryland names McMahon, his wife Linda, WWE, and his current owner TKO Holdings. It alleges that they failed to stop what the lawsuit calls the open, rampant abuse of the ring boys who were as young as 12 by ringside announcer Melvin Phillips Jr.
Right, this time next week, we're going to be talking about the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. It's coming. Featuring the Blues, the Air Force Thunderbirds, variety of aerobatic teams set to go November 1st and 2nd. This year's event will celebrate the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing of Apollo 11. For additional air show information, just monitor the NAS Pensacola Blue Angels Air Show website. Get all the information you possibly want.
Yeah, and that's going to be packed.
And I was going to say, and if you decide to go, you might want to think about going early.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.